Midas began to wring his hands and bemoan himself. He could neither bear to look at Marigold, nor yet to look away from her. What King Midas learned. While he was in this despair, he suddenly beheld a stranger standing near the door. Midas bent down his head without speaking, for he recognized the same figure which had appeared to him the day before in the treasure room, and had bestowed upon him this unlucky power of the golden touch. The stranger's face still wore a smile, which seemed to shed a yellow luster all about the room. It gleamed on little Marigold's statue and on the other objects that had been changed by the touch of Midas. "Well, friend Midas," said the stranger, "pray, how do you succeed with the golden touch?" Midas shook his head. "I am very miserable," said he. "Very miserable indeed," exclaimed the stranger. "And how happens that? Have I not faithfully kept my promise with you? Have you not everything that your heart desired?" "Gold is not everything," answered Midas, "and I have lost all that my heart really cared for."
"Ah, so you have made a discovery since yesterday," asked the stranger. "Let us see, then. Which of these two things do you think is really worth the more? The gift of the golden touch, or one cup of clear cold water?"
"Ah, blessed water!" exclaimed Midas. "It will never moisten my parched throat again."
"The golden touch," continued the stranger, "or a crust of bread?"
"A piece of bread," answered Midas, "is worth all the gold on earth."
"The golden touch?" asked the stranger. "Or your own little Marigold, warm, soft, and loving as she was an hour ago?"
"Oh, my child, my dear child,"
cried poor Midas, wringing his hands. "I would not have given that one small dimple in her chin for the power of changing this whole big earth into a solid lump of gold."